in Tavkuf Pei Vav, we did Sif Chafalov. We didn't do the Mishaburas yet on Sif Pei Chafalov. So holding my Sif Cotton Pei Beis. So said Allah Chazina Machal Yomtiv, in order to be able to make Hadnitz of Sherifer, even by the Rabbonis. Pei Beis, Imachal. Should the Chil Yomtiv Vasei Beloi Sasei, Vashepher Huraka Sei, Venadoicha. So it can't be doicha. Even in a situation where there would be theoretically the concept of eser doicha lois asay, it wouldn't apply over here because yomtiv is an asay and a lois asay, and in asay doicha as lois asay va asay. Now the truth is, Mishmur points out in the Sharat Siyun in Kuf Tes Zayin. So it says, quote, it says this is a Gemara. The Gemara says this Svara. But the Avayim around the Gemara Kushta the Milsa Nalakat. The Gemara is saying the truth. The truth is that is true, that Yomtiv is an Asay and Alois Asay, and Shefer is only an Asay, and therefore can't be Doicha. But the truth is the Balav Hochi, Haloi Ein Asay Doicha, Alois Asay Rak Hechad, the Be'idna, the Me'akar Lav, Makayim Asay. That cloud which we have in Shas, of Esed Doicha Alois Asay, is only if simultaneously with the moment that you're Makayim, you're over the Lav, you're Makayim the Asay. That's called Be'idna. It has to be at the same time. So over here it's not Be'idna, he's giving Mechalel Yomtiv to cut the shofar off of the animal's head and then blow it. So he's Mechalel Yomtiv when he cuts the shofar off and makes the shofar. He's Mechalel the same blow it later on. That's not going to work anyway. So the more so the truth is, listen, even if you'd be able to find a case which is Be'idna, it wouldn't work anyway. But the 99% of your cases, that's irrelevant, the Ron says, because it's not Be'idna. Pegimel Meshum Meshus. Now even in a case where it's a Derabbanan. So now, the Rabbanan, the essay of Shefer is the Raisa should be doicha the Yisurim the Rabbanan. The Chomim Hishu Divreim the Shaltera Bemilu Divreim B'Shev Al Tasa B'Malkam Asay. The Chomim have the power and do that, that they'll maintain their the Yisurim the Rabbanan in the face of Mitzvah Asay the Raisa B'Shev Al Tasa. When they're telling you just refrain from doing the Asay. To tell you actively to go against the mitzvah of the Torah, that's called Bekum Vaseh, that the more says they have much more limited power to do that. But to do this, they have such a power. So he says, Kate said, what's the example? Let's say the shepherd was on top of a tree or is across the river, so you can't climb the tree, you can't swim across the river. You can't transport it beyond the tchum, even the tchum d'rabbanan. You can't travel beyond the tchum to hear the shofar. The next town over, they have a shofar, but to get there, you'd have to walk past the tchum, so you can't do that either. So it, the shofar was under a pile of rocks. You can't move the rocks, which would be tiltal muksa, in order to get the shofar. So, okay. You have to cut it in some way. Even with the shinuis, it's not a deraisa. You're not doing it in a normal fashion. It's also to do it ayirei atza, which means a Jew can't do it. So even though it's only one rabbanon, it's going to be us. Now the sharetzin and point on the kufchav. However. So the Shulchan Aruch said, but if it's Ayyad and Yehudi, so now you have a Tudrabonans. Tudrabonans, the Tzarech Mitzvah, your Mater. So that's what he's pointing out. That's what the other two just said. Okay. But he says, even that, the Prechadish questions if we're going to allow that. Okay. You can't go across on a raft or on a little boat So he says that the case where you are just sitting on the raft or sitting in the boat, and the goy is the one who is rowing or pulling, so then the Chayyadim says that in that situation you'd be mutter. Even though you're going to go pick up, get the shofar yourself, you're not asking the goy to do that, and you'll carry it. There's no sort of carrying on Yom Tov. The issue is going across the river, so that you can make. Okay. So this idea of going across getting into a boat and going across, that has a din like, Chazal said that there's an issur of shot. It says lav dafka swimming. It means floating across also is a problem. So floating across on a raft is also a problem. There is one exception: if a person at the beginning of Shabbos was on the raft, and that becomes like his mokum. He's in the boat. That's his mokum. Beginning of Shabbos, that becomes like his bayis. So then he's allowed to stay in the boat. Okay. Vayinu nachri is mutter, but through a goy is mutter because the shus is mokum mitzvah. Now the fiza efshir peivov. So when we say mokum mitzvah, how much of a mitzvah do we need? So if you have no shofar at all, it's obvious. So what about if you have a shofar, but it's not a preferred shofar? Fiza efshir, I feel the mokum sheisha shofar rak sheino shal ayo, mutter lahavi ayinu nachri, shofar shal ayo, the mitzvah ba'ayo. Since it's preferred in halacha to have a shofar of ayo, so that would also be called a valid need that you're allowed to have a goy do for you.
Those very big shofars, are they ayo?
No, they're from an antelope, type of a wild antelope.
But people use it. I've seen them, they've used it here.
I don't think it's preferred.
I can imagine. I think they stopped. A few years ago, they used it.
Okay.
I can imagine that you have an aisle that big.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Sif Chav Beis. Im Eino Yehudi Hevi Shofar Mechus Tchum Token Boy. If the guy brought it already, so you're allowed to use it. In other words, the item doesn't become usher. So you weren't allowed to tell him to do it, to bring it. But you're allowed to use it. And so we'll see why you're allowed to use it. So in the first scenario, what's the law of someone who brought mechus tchum? So way back when, I guess we had it twice. We had it in Hilchos Yom Tov. We also had it back in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Chafei and in Tov Kuf, I think it's Tesvov, that Chazal dealt with someone who was coming mechus tchum in a funny status. They said the gabi using it, it's considered it's also to use, but with regards to moving it, it's not muksa. So now, since Mitzvah of Ahonis didn't know, so Muksa it's not. You're allowed to move it. In regards to using it, so we're gonna say they should have a lot of it. And since we hold Mitzvah of Ahonis didn't know, it's not, you're not coming the henna from it. So you'd be a lot of sharp, you blow the sharp from Mitzvah. That's number one. Now, who had any Musa and Yehudi Sharp for Yomtiv? The next level will be if any Yehudi actually made it. So you're allowed to use that shofar. So why isn't that muksa? So Mr. Brewer is going to say that the case is that he made it out of his own horn. He didn't. Jews, if you have a Jew which has a horn, the beginning of Yom Tov, which wasn't made into a shofar yet, and it's also to make it a Yom Tov, says that's going to be muksa because he has no use right now. So it's an unusable object. So it's muksa. It belongs to the guard. There's nothing muksa on someone who wants to work. He can do whatever he wants. So the item isn't muksa. So you don't have a problem, it's out the muksa. Now, what about the problem of the fact that he made it for the Jew? So Mishmur is going to talk about that. The fact that he made it for the Jew, what would you be allowed to do in that? Mutsu the skaya? Boy, you're allowed to blow with it. Okay. Pei zayin, nechus etchum. The tum of 2,000 amas, which is 1 mil, is the rabbanon. There's machlokes in the Gemara if there's such a thing as tum deraisa. Rabbi Akiva says it is, but that shear of tum deraisa is yud beis mil, which is the length of the whole machna of Klai Yisrael Midbar, was 12 mil. So that distance already, according to Rabbi Akiva, is deraisa, and there are many places can pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Says, but even so, in Cain, they do also learn malakum lahavioi. So according to those places, you can't ask a guy to bring it. You're allowed to ask a guy to do the rabbanon. So you can tell a guy, go beyond the tchum the rabbanon to bring a shayfer shoes to shoes, but like a mitzvah. But if it's yud beis mil, it's the raisa. You can't tell a guy to do it. You can tell the guy to do the rabbanon. But if tchum is the raisa, tchum yud beis mil is the raisa, you can't tell a guy to do it. Okay, but now he did it. If he did bring it, you can use it. But Tom, now why is that? It's not muksa. Someone comes with chuzet chum, doesn't have a din of muksa. So,
Why would you have a muksa?
So muksa it's not. So what's the problem? You can't have an offering it. We said the mitzvah of the hanor is new. Using a shofar for mitzvah is not called being the hanor from it.
There's an
aron kodesh. Okay. But you should not be carrying it through in the city. In a place where you don't have an air, what we call an air, a machitza around the city. Now, what's that about? Someone which comes in chutzah tchum, it gets its tchum there. The same way if a person would come beyond his tchum, he has a limited area, he's allowed to walk.
4 amas.
Gets 4 amas. So an item also gets that halacha. Now, but the one exception is if you place it inside of an enclosed area, you're allowed to move the whole area. As a person also, a person would come into an enclosed city, so you're allowed to move throughout the whole city. So Mishnah Berurah points out that walls in Lavdavka, even the halachic walls of what we call an Erev, would also be sufficient. But if there's no Erev around the city, there's nothing around the city, or where he is, he can only go Dalet Amos. So the shofar, we have the same issue. You can't move the shofar beyond where the guy comes and puts it down over here. You're going to blow shofar here within these dalet amos, unless there's an erev around the city. Then you can move it anywhere within that erev. Okay. Now, the Shartzian over here deals with in Kuf Chaf Dalet. So the Mishnah Berurah dealt with the problem of there's no issur tiltul, there's a problem of Dalet Amish, there's an issur of Achilah Hanor, but that we solve because that's not considered a Hanor. Why isn't there a different problem? There's a Gzeir, Chazal said, if you're going to allow the person to benefit from the goy doing the work from him, he'll ask the goy to do it, which is also to do. Why don't we say, if I'm going to allow you to use it, bidi evid, you'll be motivated to ask the guy to do it, which is osir. Okay, so he says a svara, that svara applies when a person is discussing his own personal benefits. So afraid, if you want to use it for yourself, you might be motivated. So, if Bidiyah would be mutter, you're going to be motivated to ask against the din. But over here, he's telling us, wow, he's so worried about the Russian mitzvahs, and therefore he's going to ask a guy to do an aveira, v'lam do a mitzvah. That's not mistari. Ask a guy to do an aveira, that he should get a better personal benefit. That happens sometimes. Right? But ask the guy to do an aveira, he should do an aveira and ask the guy, which is also to do, or to do a mitzvah, right? That's less mistari. Now, cause of the darkei moshe, the filo yesh loy shefer acher sheiner shel ayel, yochelotz is bezeshu shel ayel. So now, take it a step further. The goy brought one which is of ayo, and we're saying this cooler you're allowed to use it. So maybe only I'll use it. You have no other option. But here you have another option. But the other option is not a shalayo. Also okay. So now he says it's only mutter because it has some element of that it's better than the one you already have, but it means that equally you shouldn't use it. Why not? It's not hanoah, it's not achila, it's not muksa, it's not also mitzvah. He says no, because there is an opinion hold that it is also. So if you have no benefit at all, so why should we make it? Okay. Then he said, let's go back into that Mishnah Berurah. We didn't finish Mishnah Berurah. We're still holding Pesach. Okay. Let's say you still shall shofar liracher v'sayin enochi kadem Rosh Hashanah. The Jew sent the shofar to the next city. Ayin enochi. And the goy took his merry time and only arrived ready when it's ready Yom Tov. And he traveled past the tchum. So then ain, and they did not know that the shofar was supposed to arrive. So ain letalto after leskay by im efshar ba'achir, that you should not use it. So where does this come from? Right. Where does this come from? This idea. So he says over there it says that it has a din of muksa. Why is it a din of muksa? Because as far as this Jew is concerned, this item was not going to be used at all. He had no expectation of receiving such an object. So in his mind, he totally removed the idea of such a shofar out of his mind. So that's a form of muksa, that I'm maksadas. So the shofar in city wide down the road, way beyond the tomb, as far as my mind, is totally out of my das of any intent to use. So it blives the muksa. So really I can't use it. Minchas way, 25, right? Let's see if we can cop the next sip cup. Peches. So the guy made it on Yom Tov. I feel that Mishri is evenly made it for a Jew. Again, the Gzair is not, because he's not going to tell you to do an Aveir. You'll tell him to do the Aveir in order to get a mitzvah. It's Muksa. My Risha also Nachri Mikarin Shaloid. The Lahavi Muksa. The last said that to me. He's not Messiah Dasim, his horns. However, the shofar of a Jew, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was not functional, now it became functional. That's like a Nerl, it became a totally different item. Philosophy of Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah, also Gambi Yom Sheni, Kedin Beya Shanold of Rishon, the Sir Gambi Yom Sheni. There's a din from one day of Rosh Hashanah to the second, it's like one long day, and it's also. Come walk in the main shepherd after cloud, there's no other shepherd at all. Yes, that's the question. Matiran Nerla Byamtiv, Liskaya by Kredit Shalabatum, it's the same. So, this is a problem of Mux of Nerla. There is an opinion hold, there's nothing Nerla Byamtiv. So, at least in the BDF, we should allow you, if we have no other option, we should allow you to use that shepherd. Mutu Liskaya by Afiyam Shani, because the Mount Shaykh said, but you're Mutu Liskaya by Kot Kias Fia Minig. Once you're holding it, you can blow as much as you need. If you blew what you had to, you put it down. So we said, listen, I'm being makel like that opinion, which we don't really paskin like, because we have no other option. Well, I already blew the main tekiyas. By so the tekiyas of minig we shouldn't do. So I think there's a shail over here. What about?
Yeah.
Right, so I think those would also be mutter, because that's also the din rabbanon to do those. He means it's kiyas shaminig at the end. Now he's saying this, so once you have it in your hand, you can blow as much as you want. That's the surah that he says. So that's the surah which you have by muksa. Once it's in your hand, you can keep doing, you know, holding on to the muksa. Well, that's the gross says the Mishnah Berurah quoted before. That's only hetter by klishim latol yisur. It's not hetter by other types of muksa. He's saying not like that over here. Even by Muktzah D'Nerl, that would be true also. Because of Chayin the Kolois and the Shafar Shemar and Hashem Psulim is going behem. Hashem Psulim bein b'yoyim Rishon u bein b'yoyim Sheni. Okay, let's hold on a second. Gimel.